Hot 104.7.
The new Kiss album, Monster, only sold 56,000 copies. It came in third on the Billboard album chart. Mumford & Sons topped the chart for the third straight week after moving another 96,000 copies of their new album, Babel. R. Kelly has released the 23rd chapter of Trapped in the Closet as a teaser for the next batch, which will be unleashed in the day after Thanksgiving. It catches us up on what's been happening when we left off and hints of what's to come. Taylor Swift told the audience at a VH1 to Storytellers taping that she doubts herself about 400,000 times every 10 minutes. Also, her new album, Red, comes out next Monday. She'll also be invading your television all week. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:37, up to 45 today. A pretty good chance of rain.
No, really?
Yeah. Sideways rain.
It's not raining. What are you talking about?
It's raining sideways.
Is it raining sideways?
Well, the wind is blowing. What did you see on, was it Facebook or Twitter? There was a gust, non-storm gust of 75 miles an hour
in
somewhere?
In Pier. And I guess Rapid City's also having quite a bit of big gusts of wind as well.
Well, there are like zero trees out by Pier.
Yeah.
And out there, the state tree is the flagpole. But
so boring there.
Not in the summer, with the lake?
I suppose then maybe it's not so bad.
But you'd have to go outdoors, so that's why you're
Well, burst into flames.
Boring.
Do you want me to burst into flames?
Why do you keep asking me incriminating questions? Do you want to hit me? Do you want to slap me? Is that why? Do you want me to burst into flames?
Why would I not ask you that?
Yeah, so you can make me look bad. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
You said it, not me.
You womanized it.
You dug your own hole.
You feminized the whole thing.
I did not womanize it.
And twisted it all around.
Really?
I did was offer you to, earlier this morning, I'll find that story again here. So
you wanted to slap me and it wouldn't make me pay you the $8 an hour to slap me if I was being unproductive.
Okay.
Were you going to put the suspend for me?
No. It was a button I took out that I never got a chance to use. Anyway. The story was, a programmer in San Francisco found a way to triple your productivity after he discovered that he was only 38% productive because he was screwing around on the internet all day. He hired a woman off Craigslist to sit next to him for $8 an hour and slap him whenever he slacked off. And his productivity went up to 98% using an app called, where was the name of that app? Work Time, I think is what it was called. Because I remember it sounded like Sleep Time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, all I did was say, hey, I'll waive the $8 fee, jokingly, if you want to be more productive. And then you go, oh, so you want to hit me.
I think I said, you want to slap me.
Whatever. Oh, so you want to slap me, huh? You want to slap me in the face.
That's what you said.
No, it wasn't. Yes. I offered to help you be more productive.
By slapping me in the face.
And you turned it around into...
How did I turn that around?
Made yourself a victim.
That's exactly what you said.
No, I was offering to help you be a more productive employee.
Blah, 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 blah,
That's
blah.
That's all I said. I don't recall saying any of those words. I don't recall saying, but, I want to slap you in the face. I don't recall saying that.
The story says that somebody would slap him in the face when he's being unproductive. You offered to be that person for me if I was being unproductive, which means
I was going to save you money.
I'm not going to pay somebody $8 an hour to sit there and wait to slap me in the face.
It's an open hand.
Yeah, because that makes it better.
Better than a closed fist.
Sometimes that hurts worse. It stings a little bit more, I think, with the open hand.
Yeah, but usually it doesn't break skin or bones.
No. Thanks for offering, but I'm going to pass.
Yeah.
Jerk face.
Yeah. Do you want me to burst into flames? Anyway. We have tickets to the haunted house to give away. If you would like them, call now, 361-5557. Caller 10, we'll give them to you. Heroes of the day are next.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Every time you're the hero.
Working class hero.
I can be your hero, baby.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Thank you so much for listening today. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
46-year-old Antoli, I don't know how to say his last name, of Oregon, has spent the last few months with his family in Ukraine. He went there to build a house, but his plans fell through. So instead, he did what everybody does in Ukraine. He started drinking. He went on a 50-day bender where he says he was drunk the entire time. On Monday, he took a long flight home from Delta. It went from there to Amsterdam, Boston, to Salt Lake City, to Portland. And yes, he drank every leg of the trip. But as the plane landed in Salt Lake City, he woke up from his drunken nap and started freaking out. He started screaming from the wing of the wing of the plane was on fire. He ran to the emergency exit door and tried to open it. He got it open enough for the inflatable slide, got stuck and broke the door. Other passengers had to wrestle him down. He's been charged with willfully damaging and disabling an aircraft and assaulting and intimidating crew members. He's currently being held in jail in Salt Lake City. Yeah.
My hero of the day is an example of what happens when you turn to the dark side. 35-year-old Iqbal Haar of Walsall, England, was in court this week after he tried to punch a man whose actual legal name is Darth Vader.
No. I am your father.
That's not right.
Darth Vader used to be Mark Noakes. Mark changed his name last year. Apparently, Iqbal thought that Vader was hitting on his girlfriend at a bar. Even though Darth was there with his wife's first name wasn't revealed.
I'd like to know what her name is.
Don't know if she changed her last name to Vader. So anyway, Iqbal, it's I-K-B-A-L, I'm not making this up, took a swing at Darth. He missed, ended up hitting Mrs. Vader instead.
Oh!
Iqbal pleaded guilty to assault, got community service and 18 months of prison.
No. I am your father.
I am your bunkmate now. Anyway.
I wonder what her name is. Who would go good with Vader for the last name?
I don't know.
You know, to be a nice...
Maybe it was Saber Vader.
Think so.
Could have been.
I don't think so. Good try, though.
Maybe it was Ty. Ty Vader? No?
I think it was Jessica.
Okay. Anyway, time for us to scoop. Ben's in next. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.